walleye fishing will soon be picking up. We have tips for improving your catch. Next on Western Life Radio. Summer has officially begun, and Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need for your next outdoor adventure. From hiking to camping to shooting, ready for some fishing? Sportsman's Warehouse has all the rods, reels, baits, and nets you need for success. And hunting season will be here before you know it, so bring in your bows for free tune-ups. The best part of all is that at Sportsman's Warehouse, you'll find knowledgeable people who are passionate about what they do, and they will get you just what you need. Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside.
Ricky, my man. Hey, headed out on the lake, I see. These fish aren't gonna catch themselves, am I right? Got some brewskis from my broski.
No, thank you, that's illegal.
What? Come on, aren't you the guy that wrestled the buffalo on Antelope Island?
First of all, they're called bison, and I was delivering a breech calf.
Wow, come on, man. I'll trade you this sixer of suds for that life jacket.
A real man always wears his life vest. And he never partakes of alcohol while operating a boat. Everyone knows that.
Not everybody does.
Everybody knows that.
You got me.
Catch more walleye as temperatures cool. George Summer with the Utah Habitat Council has some advice.
From the bank, they're a bit of a challenge to catch. From a cone, I do a crawl harness about behind a bottom bouncer. Just cover some water. From the bank, I would probably recommend doing a swim bait, adjusting your speed based on, as it comes closer to shore, you're going to have to speed up. And then moving. The key thing with walleye is locating them at whatever depth they're at. So if you're fishing along the bank and you're in 6 feet of water, you're not catching anything, move over to 10, et cetera. It's a bit more of a challenge for walleye from the bank. Can be done, but you just kind of change things up a little bit. So once we get our cold snap, the end of September, all the fish are going to start putting on the skiff bag, and they're going to move to the bank, and they're going to be chasing minnows. They sense that winter's coming, and so they're going to be feeding heavily in preparation for winter when their metabolism slows down. So I wouldn't give up on fishing at any time soon. September, October, November, don't give up on fishing now because it's just getting good.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.